Greetings. Dearest ones, it is I, Kuan Yin, who comes again to this place. And in truth, I never leave, and so it is with all of those whom you would call masters. We are here within this vibration, this idea that you call the White Star Temple. Always. For without body, without form, of course, it is possible to be here and to be wherever else we are meant to be, simultaneously. It is where our gaze goes, so to speak. And I use the term gaze for consciousness. For wherever we turn our consciousness, of course, so there we be. And once you reach the higher spectrums, for of course I do come in a higher capacity, a higher aspect this day. The beauty is that one's consciousness can be in many places at once. It is difficult from a human perspective to perhaps integrate the idea that you can simultaneously be taking in many places of being at once. But it is possible. It comes not as a fragmentation. It comes in ways that I cannot describe. It is the tiniest similarity to that which has been expressed before, as when one is within the presence of the divine, where there is an explosion and multi-layered expression of meaning. Well, this is the tiniest reflection of this, where one can experience many layers of being at once. But I come not for this purpose of explanation, but I come because I am here always, as I have said. But I have turned my gaze here this day. And I am amongst the most beautiful beings, for I am amongst divinity. And as I cast my gaze upon each, so it is that the vibration of each is changing. It is changing before my gaze. This means that change is coming into your third dimension for you. This means that you have an opportunity to welcome change in. And as you have graduated, as you have learned of this, you have stepped up a rung, then of course change within the physical is to be expected, is to reflect this. It is time to begin to contemplate service, for as the mastery begins to integrate into your human consciousness, then of course we know that mastery is but a term for those whom take upon themselves a greater responsibility in service. And so it could be timely, if you wish it, to initiate directions of service. For some it will be a continuation, but perhaps a new level. A new level of experience, of capacities, of insights and skills and opportunities. For others it may be new directions entirely. It is what you call in. And as you become more aligned with the higher aspects of self, so it is that higher guidance from the self will come, and that is to be welcomed. It is exciting. But as with anything within your physical realm, one must initiate. One must place the foot forward for the path to become known, for the path to open before you. For the path does not exist until you place that foot forward. For spirit operates within the spontaneous. Spirit operates within the eternal now, which, as you are aware, is ever changing, is ever in flux, is part of the divine chaos, the divine motion. So that which is to be put in place before you is only ever put in place when it is absolutely timely. And then the next step that you take upon the path after the first step, the path reveals itself only as that step is being taken, and so on and so on. For in this way, we allow for the spontaneity of existence, of creation, of divine thought and guidance. Which is why one must not place too much store upon the future, or future directions, or future pathways, for they are not formed, and the divine mind will not give you that which is not in the moment. Once you begin to take that step into either a greater arena of service or a differing direction, then divinity will make its move, so to speak. And what a blossoming it can be and shall be. Well, these are my words. These are my energies. And how wonderful, as dearest Melchizedek has said, that we are all within existence together, that we are each part of the multiple, but that we are ultimately the singularity. I am always at your service, and I send outward from me into your energetic field my radiance, my love, my wisdom, my blessings, and my awe, my joy, the joy at knowing at a core level that divinity moves through me, that the divine signature is upon me. And so I send this celebration into your hearts so that you too may celebrate that which is the uniqueness of you that has been spoken of so eloquently. I am Kuan Yin.